start. This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Family Stimler, Lichvot Simchas and Nishuim, Shel Josh Morris and Michelle Stimler. Kof Hei Adar Sheni, Thursday the 31st of March, Rabbi Yechiel Levenberg, should one refuse the royal invitation?
Right. As we just heard, I don't know how many of us here have received invitations, how many of us are still to receive it, but the question is how to deal with it and what's the halachic response that we should have if we were to be invited. Right? The royal wedding. Now, the royal wedding is due to be in less than a month, but unfortunately the venue that they chose was not Kinross, but Westminster Abbey. And this does raise some problems which we'd like to deal with in a purely halachic question. The question firstly centers, can we enter a church? Are we allowed to? We all know that Westminster Abbey is also a place of worship. It's not a place just where we make a wedding once every 30 years. It's a place of worship. It was built as a church, and it is a church. They're just using it for the wedding. Now, is it permissible for us to enter? No one's going to be praying there. They're going for a wedding, but that is the venue. Now, the first source for this is actually a Mishnah. The Mishnah is Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis in the Masechta Avodah Zarah. And the Mishnah says as follows. Iyeh sheyesh ba avodas kechovim chutzala muta. A town that has an Avodah Zarah, chutzala muta. If the outside the town is muta, Chutzalah, but what if the Avodah Zarah is outside? Chutzalah is home, then Toicha is Muta. Ma'u Leilach Sham, can we go to a town that has an Avodah Zarah? See, the Mishnah says there that Bizman Shaderach Mechedes Loisa Malkam Osa, Bemoya Yocha Leilach Baila Malkam Acha Muta. Can I go to a town that has an Avodah Zarah? Well, it depends if this road is exclusive to the church, you can't, to where Avodah Zarah is. But if it's just a road, so it leads here, it leads there, it leads anywhere, so it doesn't necessarily show where I'm going to, so then you can use the road. The Mishnah is very esoteric, very short, very cryptic, and it's not clear what the Mishnah says. Rashi has a whole chat in the Mishnah that's talking about when there's a non-Jewish festivity. We're not going into Shittas Rashi, how to learn it. But the first source I would like to give you about this is the Rambam. And the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos on this Mishnah in the Zohar Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis says the following. This is the way the Rambam understood the Mishnah. And this, as we all know, that the Rambam wrote his commentary on the Mishnah in Aramaic. It was written for the, like today's art scroll, it was written for the common person in the street. So he wrote it in their language. Not many of us know this Aramaic, so therefore, Arabic and Aramaic, which was a combination of Arabic and Aramaic, so it's been translated. In back of the Gemara, there's one version, there's also other versions, there's more scholarly versions, there's later versions. Let me read you from the version which was from Rav Kapach. Rav Kapach was an extreme scholar of the Rambam. He understood the language, the original language it was written for many years. And this is one of the accepted versions of the Rambam's Pirush HaMishnah.
Where did he live?
Called Kapach.
Yeah.
He was Nifta 20 years ago. Yeah, very recent. And anyone who learns in Gate said Rabbi von Gorowitz is a very the Rosh Hashiva always quotes always whenever he quotes the Pirush Mishnayos, it's always from Kant. Now let me read you how he says. It actually makes a difference here, and that's why I'm using his version. Amru Mahu Leilech Mishnah. She asenu derech lalechas mimenu zuluzulosa. Mahu leilech l'sham. Can a person walk to a town which has an avodah zarah? The fisha also behechlet likonas liir shiyesh ba avodah zarah. You're not allowed to enter. Also behechlet. You're definitely not allowed to enter a town which contains avodah zarah. Kol shekein lodobo. We can't live here. The kol shekein lischor bo, and even more so, we can't do business here. Then he quotes part of the Mishnah, Chanoyis Mutoris, the shops are all done up. The shops, the town where the shops are done up, Hachanuyos Mekushotis, Bezimimimini Kishutim, Kishalai Kishtan Allah Vaydazara. The town, the shops are decorated for the purpose of Vaydazara. Lefikach kol masha yeshba osa bahanah. You're not allowed to benefit. Now, how do we deal with this? We're all living in London, and there's a town, it's the Yeshi Yeshba Avodah Zarah. There's no shortage of Avodah Zarahs around. Now, how do we live here? How do we do business here? What's going on? Lefichach says the Rambam, Sorech Ladas, we must know, Shekol ir me'or me'orei ha'uma ha'notzris. Any town from the Catholic nations. Sheyesh lahem ba'boma. Kloima beis tiflosam. The houses of worship. Shehu beis avodah zarah b'li sofer. The Rambam paskins that Catholicism is avodah zarah. The Rambam says this in around six places, in the Yad Chazok and Pirush Mishnayos and Chulin, and the famous Psak in Hilchos Macholos Asuras, where the Rambam says, and I made a copy of it for anyone who wants to see it, in Perek Yad Aleph Macholos Asuras, which he says over there, Kol goy she'enei oyved avodah zarah. Going, Elu HaYishmaelim, these Muslims. So he talks there about Yain Nesach, the Yain is also Beshtia, Mutabano, Chain Hoyru Kol Agoyim. So he says the Muslims are not proper Ovda Avodah Zarah. They believe in prophets that we don't believe. But they believe in Rabbi Nishanayda. So therefore the Rambam paskins that their wine is not also banor. Aval anotzrim oivda avodah zarah. The Catholics, they're proper oivda avodah zarah. Ustam yeinam also banor. Ustam yeinam. This Rambam is repeated all over the Rambam, and in our Pirush Mishnayos he says it again. That, and if we live in a Catholic city, and there's a church there, Hare oise ha'ir osa lavaba b'mischoven. You're not allowed to pass through this town. Osa lavaba. Intentionally, we mustn't go through that city. Kol shkem lodaba. And even more definitely so, we mustn't live in this city. Ella, says the Rambam. However, Hashem Mosar Sonu Biyadeyem Shenogo Boreyem Balkochenu. We're not here by choice. We're here in Golos. Lekayim Dvorai Vavadatem Sham Elihim Masi the Odom Eitz Veven. It's a Xeris Golos that we have live in a town where there's Ovda, where there's Zorah. So therefore, we're on this, we live here. Vimkach, who din ha'ir, kol, if this is what the rule is of the city, then really we shouldn't be living here. Kol shkeim din beis avodah zorah atzmai. Even more so is the house of avodah zorah. You're not allowed to live in a city that has a beis avodah zorah, that has, which the Rambam says clearly, a prayer, a place where they pray, beis tiflos on the place where they pray. So you're not allowed to live there. So much more so, the place in which they actually play, beis avodah zorah atzmai. Shekamat osa miroisai. It's almost prohibited to even look at it, says the Rambam. V'kol shkein lekarei they love. And definitely you mustn't get near it. Kal v'chayma l'ikones l'soichai, even more so that you mustn't enter. So, this puts a perspective on how we deal with the base of Avodah Zorah, with the church. The Rambam says, you're hardly allowed to look at it. You really shouldn't be living in a town which contains it. And definitely you can't enter it. The Rambam is not down. And the Rambam understands that that's what the Mishnah is telling us. This is the... Now, it's interesting how the Rambam says that the you can hardly look at it, you can't go near it, there's a very interesting tshuva in the Tzitzel Yezer. The Tzitzel Yezer was one of the Gedolei HaPoskim in Yerushalayim. And he was asked by a tour guide about if you can enter the ancient churches in Israel. They had churches. Don't forget, the Romans were there. There's all kind of buildings there. There's the Eastern churches, the Russian church in Yerushalayim. There's all kind of things. And a lot of them are tourist places. And this tour guide, Shmuel Katz, asked Rav Waldenberg, where can he take his clients to? And he goes through this inyan about entry. And he quotes our Rambam, the obvious first source of this matter. Rambam says, that's Pshat the Mishnah. And when he brings this Rambam, he just has a little footnote here, which I'd like to share with you. And he says, Zochreini oid mimei katnusi. I'm zeichet to know this Rav Waldenberg. He was a very old man when I knew him. I was in the year 40 odd years ago. And he was our Beis Din Yerushalayim. He was an old man then, 70s, 80s, I don't know. And he says he remembers when he was young. So you treat him laver. Ayat Knesium of Hekes Shalahem. They had to pass a church. Hoyamavugorim Meitzim Bonu Loilistakilsham. He remembers being told as a boy not to look at it. We're passing a church, man. I know what he's talking about, because I remember when I was in Yeshiva, we once went from the Harabayas to Harazesim, and there's a very big church there. And I still remember the name was the Church of All Nations, massive building. And I was walking with some Yishalayimers, from some people from the Mir, and we were going to the Kivri Tzadikim and Har Hazesim. And they said, the minigas can run here. You don't stand, you don't walk slowly, run fast, you don't look. And this is what I'm pleased to find, that the Tzitzel Yezer, who was about 50, 60 years before me, also had this mimic. And he says that when we passed by the church, they used to push us, the elders, Loilistakilsham, don't look at it. Ulamahe lavor. Ubederech amehibos loima. And as you're running past, you say three times, Shaketz, Shaketzel, Besayit, Besavenu, Kecherimu. Ukafi Anira, says Rav Oldenburg, Hamokel Akachu Medivei HaRambam Elu. The sources from this Rambam. And he talks about where the running comes from, he says, Sutta Asherah, he says, well, I don't want to go through all that. But this is the first source. The second source for this Shaila is a Gemara late and of Yitzayin in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, it brings a pasuk in Mishlei, Harkech Malech, Harchek Maleho Darkecha, La Tekara Vol Pesach Besa. Harchek Maleho Darkecha Zuminos. Stay away. Be Market. And Rav Chisda says, what's Market? Distance yourself. How far? Come on. So Rav Chisda says, Dalalamas. You've got to stay away, Dalalamas, from the entrance of the church. You can't even walk within the Rambam's of his entrance. And that's what the Rambam says. Those can be corners, but you definitely can't enter. And the Gemara brings a story. The Gemara says, on the bottom of the Yud Zayin, Rabbi Hanina and Rabbi Yenison have the Kaazli Burafa. Rabbi Hanina and Rabbi Yenison were going. Motu Lahanu Trei Shvili. And they came to two paths. One of the paths led and opened up into where the church was. And one of them led to a Beis HaZaynus. So they discussed which of the two roads should they take. One leads to by the Zora, one leads to by Zionist. What do you do? So one of them said to the other one, Nezel apischa davidus kechove. The noch is itre. Let's rather pass the base of the Zora. You know why? Because the Yetzahara of Avodah Zorah has been destroyed. So Rashi says, Nishchat Yitzra, Anshei Knesset Agdeila was checked in the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Baruch Hashem, one Yetzirah that we haven't got. They got rid of that Yetzirah. Bichu Rachman v'nimtza b'yogam v'ragu k'di'isim v'gemar Sanhedrin. So therefore, Neilech Bahushvila, Rashi says, v'lei Neilech apischa d'bei Zaynash, sh'lo yishla b'nei Yetzirah. One has an active Yetzirah, and one, Yetzirah has been killed. Anshei Knesset Agdeila killed the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. So we're safer passing the house of Avodah Zarah rather than. So we're safe there, and so let's go that way. Amaleida, so the other one said no. Nezel apischa de bezaynus. Rather pass the bez and bezaynus when it finally gets rid and will control our yitzhar. When the kabbaligra, then we'll get schar. So the Gemara says that's what they actually did. They didn't go on the near the base of the Zora. They went next to the bezaynus, and the Gemara says they passed by. The zaynus ran away. They ran inside. Whatever. The Gemara has our story because the Schus HaTorah was made. So there was nothing else. Fine. Says Tosfos, Mikan Yesh Lilmaid, Shed Derech Laharkek Mi Pesach Avoides of Kechovim Kol Mashi Yoch. From this Gemara we need to learn that you've got to stay away from a base Avoides Kechovim. The Siva al Tikra will Pesach Besa, Umuk Mivael Bavadis Kachovim, Sharei Haya Roitza Lalechas Yosa Apisha de Bezaynus. That's your choice. Bezavoda Zora, or Bezaynus. And they chose to go by the Bezaynus even though they'll have to fight the Yetzora. So still, why did they choose it? Because he stayed as far as possible from the base of Avodah Zarah. And this Tosfos as same as the Rambam is brought to Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's clear that Ma'achiken Mibes Avodah Zorah Dal Ramas. So if you pass by, if there's a church that walks, that borders with the road, you can't walk by the door, near the door. You've got to make sure the entrance of the church is more than Dal Ramas where you're walking. So I remember seeing in America, when the churches are on the street, that people walk around, they don't walk past. Because not always is the door Dal Ramas away from a Furush or Machaba, which comes from this Tosfos and from this Rambam, that it's us. We haven't got time to go through all the Ramas famous on this. But I do want to say like this. The Shaila is this an Issa D'Oraisa? Is this an Issa D'Rabbana? And how great is the Issa? The Rashba and the Ritva are frightening. They say it's a Bizrayu D'Avodah Zorah. And therefore, even in a case of Pikuach Nefesh, you can't do it. That's how far the Rashba and Ritva see. The Tshuva Sarash and other Rishonim say this in here. It's an Issa, but it's not really part of really the extent of the Torah to say that it's Yehored Valyat. Therefore, in a case of Bikuach Nefesh, it's Mufta, the Rosh says. So that's a Machlokes Rishonim. However, a lot of Poskim still say it's still an Issa D'Oraisa. It's not just a rabbinical prohibition, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. You're not allowed to enter Minata. If that's the case, what would be the din of a Pnei Eiva? Everyone comes to the celebration, and the Jews are all missing. No Jews around. And the Goyim will be annoyed. Is there a Heter in a Pnei Eiva? Now the rule is, and all of us who learned our Chaim, Simon Shin Chofes, and let's see, we have a doctor here, and it's very Negev medicine. There's also a problem with Pnei Eiva. A doctor gets a call, or is met on Shabbos, and a goy needs treatment. Now we all know by Yid, because Nefesh is Taifa, even Shabbos. By a goy, there's a question of Eiva. He'll be annoyed. The Jewish doctor wouldn't treat me. Alright, it's Shabbos, but Jewish doctor wouldn't treat me. Maybe he'll get angry, maybe he'll take revenge. So Mishnah Berurah lays down a rule, and this goes through the whole Sefer, all over, and that is, Mipnei Eiva, they were Matir and Issa D'Rabbanan. And Issa D'Rabbanan, if the goy will get agitated, if the goy will get annoyed, he can be Matir. The Chachamim said, we'll dispense with our Issa, we'll allow it. However, Issa D'Oraisa, says the Mishnah Berurah, Lehuta Mipnei Eiva. I should have to take my car out and go and treat a goy on Shabbos, even if there might be a shash eva, says that's not allowed. If this issa, like from David Zilberstein and the Tshuvas, when in Gdol Rabbonim before the war, and he says clearly it's a D'Oraisa. So therefore, if it's a D'Oraisa, Mipnei Eva, the fact that they'll get annoyed, does not happen. What? It's not Mukta. Not Mukta. Therefore, the Shvile David, that's the Tshuva, and he paskins, let me read it to you, Knisa leKnesia Shanochu Issa Toira. Ve'ein lahatirai afilum b'mokam sheyesh shash eifa. Therefore, there's no dispensation just because. Pen yisno eisano agoyim mokam. In the Tshuva's Priya Soda, and he was one of the Gdol Rabbanim in Hungary many years before the war. Nishal al oidais anshei tzibur Yehudim shenoyadu b'yoyim azikoren shel echad misorer hamedina v'nichnasu lebeis tiflosam letakeis ashkofa. The Priya Soda was asked that there was a Jewish contingent who were asked that one of the Sorei HaMedina, one of the governors, one of the ministers, died. They had a memorial meeting. Could they enter the church for this memorial meeting? The Jews were asked to be represented. The Heshev, and he replied, they went. He brings them the tshuva. The Jews were invited, they were scared, they went. Says the Priya Soda, Ein Sofek Sha'ovru al Issa Chomo. There's no doubt in my mind that they transgressed a very serious prohibition. Sheyesh bo Sheyma Sha'ovim Shal Avodah Zorah, which contains the Issa of Avodah Zorah. Sha'afilu b'mokam Eva Ein Mokam Latirei Plal. So even if you're scared of the Goyim taking revenge, there's no mokum to be mounted. Va'oy ledor shekach also b'yomov lava al oven godelzer. Even after it happened, he says, woe is to the generation that such a terrible thing happened. U'bevadai shetzrichim kapora. And all those gentlemen who went to that church need to have forgiveness. V'aleyem lachzer b'tshuva gemura. V'Hashem Yisborach Yislach Lahem Ki L'chala On B'Shkoka. Since they didn't know, they were mistaken, they didn't ask before they went, so they wish they should be my but they do need Shufa. Let us conclude. There is no doubt that it's awesome. Reif Poskim say it's an Issa Torah. Reif Poskim say that even Mishum Eva it's not Mutter. Some Rishonim say even Mokum Pekuach Nefesh it's also. That is a matter of Mokum Pekuach Nefesh. But a lot of Poskim say today the evil is less than it used to be. In the olden days they went around, they made pogroms, they killed people. Today it works with judgment. There's a government, they can't just go around killing Jews willy-nilly. And therefore the Chashash evil is less. Rabbi Avadi Yosef in the Yechavadas and Rabbi Yoyman is extremely machmir in this issa of Knesa to enter into a church. Rabbi Waldenberg asks it by Isagomo. Rabbi Moshe Archaim Chayle Gimel, or Yodea Chayle Gimel, Isagomo, he says. There is no question that it's also. So those of us who still haven't received our invitation should be quite happy because we couldn't use it.